me the money. That's it, brother, but you got to yell. Show me the money. I need to feel you, Jerry. Show me the money. Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money. Show me the money.
Congratulations, you're still my agent.
All right, and welcome back to the Tuck Rule Podcast. This is my co-host, Callie. She may come in and out throughout the program here today. She's the looker of the two of us. I had to give all my great viewers some eye candy to look at, so she'll be popping in whenever she feels like it when she's done destroying things around the house. So first off, I'm going to let you guys know to my five listeners out there that actually, when this episode goes up, I'm going to allow you guys to come up with some ideas for the name of the podcast. Tuck Rule was something we kind of just came up with because I felt like it. So yeah, you can put suggestions below. Feel free to comment, and so we'll get started today with the Philadelphia Eagles. Everybody loves Nick Foles. So, gonna give you a small rant here. As a Cowboys fan, it's gonna sound a little self-serving, but we'll go with it. So, has Nick Foles been pretty good? Yeah. Is he probably their best option at quarterback? Yeah. Had they been playing well? Yes, they have. But, gonna give you a little bit of tidbit here. Last three wins, who'd they beat? The Oakland Raiders, they're not great. Green Bay Packers, without Aaron Rodgers, playing Mr. Scott Tolzien and Seneca Wallace, not too great. And most recently, they beat the Washington Redskins, also not the greatest. Now, the game before that, when they played Dallas, before Nick Foles was concussed, wasn't looking great with 82 yards passing through the first half. So, while I do think he's playing well, and they very well may win the division, calm down a little bit on him. He's not an elite quarterback yet, hasn't really played a great defense yet, so let's just give it some time. In our new segment called Five Bets That Will Lose You Money, But I Want You to Bet on Them Anyway, I'm going to give you five picks for the week that you can go and bet on and lose any money that you'd like to place on it, because I know I sure will. So, we're going to give you the Buccaneers plus 9.5 on the road against Detroit. Why? Well, because Tampa Bay hasn't been playing that bad recently. Detroit's a team, you really don't know what you're going to get. Calvin Johnson's going to be great, but they cover him up. They really don't have much else to go with. So, I like the Buccaneers getting that many points. Like I said, 1-2 in a row, looking like they care, so that's good. Patriots. We're going to go plus 2.5 against Denver. I'm going to give you that one. Coming off a loss, tough loss to Carolina. They're going to be playing at home against Denver, who may be without Wes Welker. And I really like the Patriots, like I said, at home, awful loss. Playing against the Broncos team, who may be looking ahead towards a road game against Kansas City next week, which may decide that division. Next, Jets, plus 4.5 on the road in Baltimore. Why, you may ask? Because every other week, the Jets either suck or they play really well. They were awful last week, so now you're going to take them as a winner. Steelers, plus 1.5. This one was a tough one, but I like the Steelers on the road in Cleveland. Again, getting a point, that probably won't matter. It's probably going to come down to who wins that game anyway. But my feeling on this is the winner of that game still alive in the playoff race. The loser's probably done. Who do you trust more? Ben Roethlisberger, who I don't think is an elite quarterback, but he has won two Super Bowls, or Jason Campbell? We'll go with the Steelers. Now, last one I'm going to give you today is Vikings, plus 5.5, playing again an Aaron Rodgers-less Green Bay Packers team. Christian Ponder, again, do I think he's great? No. But I do think he's probably better than the backups that Green Bay has. And in a low-scoring game where both teams are going to try and run the ball, I always tell you to take the points in a low-scoring game like that. Cowboys-Giants are playing this week. Cowboys off a bye. Giants on a pretty good winning streak as well. What I'm going to tell you about this game is I have absolutely no idea who's going to win it. Anything could happen. It wouldn't shock me. The Giants are playing better, but they still do have some holes. They don't really have a running game, and their pass defense hasn't been great either. They've been winning some games against some teams who are in unfortunate situations like the Packers without Aaron Rodgers. I don't trust either team, but here's a small nugget for you to chew on. Miles Austin, who has the worst hamstrings in the world, is going to play. He usually gives you about one game every 4 or 5 weeks, and he's usually pretty good when he does play. So he'll give you a game this week that may be something that they can use. Robert Griffin III. after the loss to the Eagles, he said that when describing or explaining his play on that third and one there at the end of the game when he threw a duck into the end zone that was intercepted, he said his receivers didn't get open and he was trying to throw the ball away because he knew he couldn't take a sack. Well, here's something I'll let you know. There were 40 seconds left in the game. If you take a sack there, is it great? No. But I'll tell you what throwing an interception in the end zone does. It ends the game. You take a sack there, fourth down, maybe 10, you still do have some time. Obviously, the best bet would have been throwing the ball away. But, you know, it was just a terrible decision. And then to come out and say, not exactly take blame for it, seems a little cheesy to me. I don't really like him. I think he's kind of a douche. And I don't ever think he's going to be a great quarterback. Just doesn't have the mentality to do it. And our fantasy news of the week for, again, going to discuss my fantasy league, which I know none of you will care about, although none of you are really watching, so that's, who knows, maybe I'll watch it and I'll care about it. So, fantasy news of the week, the Puggle Puppy Poopers, who are the team, the man who will go unnamed behind the scenes here, his team got their first win a couple weeks ago, and they won again this past week, just destroying their opponent with an incredible 250-point performance. Congratulations to this guy. And this week, he's going to be taking on Helen Sausage Juice in a game which on its face doesn't look like it's a very important game. But Mr. Robert Boyd, a.k.a. the Golden Taint, is holding on, clinging to life with the last playoff spot. And Helen Sausage Juice, while he doesn't do his lineup, he still beat Rob last week. Is looking to take that playoff spot from him, unknowingly as it may be, he still could do it. So the Puggle Puppy Poopers could go a long way to getting the Golden Taint into the playoffs if they were to win this week. All right, and finally, I know it's what you've all been waiting for. This is going to be our winning moment of the week. This is going to go out. This is going to be a shout out to Dockers, who have provided me with some bitching shoes. And then finally, I want to say a big thank you to our sponsors. This week, sponsored by Vans. They do look a lot like sneakers. And finally, our Husky 10-inch wrench. It's adjustable, and it's just all kinds of fun. So thanks, guys.